For the next month, all the advertisements along the underground train track platforms have been replaced by artwork. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
When you're in a subway station waiting for a train, often you don't know how long your wait will be. It might be 2 minutes, might be 10. Your cell phone might not work because you're underground. You got nothing to do but wait. So you read the ads.
The 6,000 people that are passing through here on a daily basis are going to look at this work, hopefully feel something, and make them maybe think differently about the space in the future.
That is Brendan Lowry. He's standing in the Walnut Locust SEPTA station talking about Track Takeover. That's a public art project he coordinated. Along both SEPTA platforms, northbound and southbound, are dozens of billboards, which for the next month will not feature brands or advertising messages. Instead, they will display illustration, photography, and painting prints by 30 local artists. The intention is to introduce imagery into public spaces that is not tied to commerce. A chain of exercise gyms called City Fitness bought up all the advertising spaces in the station in order to remove all the advertising. But neither the name nor the logo of City Fitness appears anywhere in this takeover. The vice president of marketing, Tom Winkert, says he paid about $50,000 out of his annual advertising budget to create this anti-advertising campaign.
It's not something that's about, we're going to do this activation and get X amount of gym memberships from it. That's not how I think about things. That's not how we think about things. What we want to do is find ways to be a better part of the city of Philadelphia using our skills and expertise.
In addition to the month-long buy of the Walnut Street station, Wingert says for the rest of the year, any unused ad space in the entire SEPTA system will be replaced with this artwork. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.